This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Just have to unite behind, and we'll see if that works. I'm really afraid. Everybody says democracy's in danger, but I think if they feel that they have the majority of the people, and I think the majority of the people are against this progressive Jacobin agenda, and they still can't find power, then we're going to be in new territory. We're in new territory now. And so there are legitimate efforts to rectify and stop this madness, and let's see what happens in 2024. But I don't think it works anymore just to migrate to a red state or to drop out of the popular culture. You've got to get control of the political apparatus of the country through elections. And if, and your worry is legitimate. If you can't do it through fair elections, then what do you do? So I think this election, I know everybody says that each election is paramount, but this one is very important because we're in the middle of a revolution, and it's our only avenue to a counter-revolution to return to normality.
What would you say to the people who stop paying their cable bill and move to Florida and feel like everything's fine because their neighborhood is fine? Why is that a bad strategy, dropping out and moving?
Because they can find you. And by that I mean Florida or Tennessee or living in Texas is a great advantage than living in California or Michigan or Oregon or Washington or Maryland. But eventually the federal government is not satisfied to leave you alone. And so when you go on your Google search, it will be calibrated by an algorithm to make sure that you have results that don't represent reality. And we're in a federal system where we have $33 trillion in debt, and there's only three ways to get out of it. You either have to inflate all of our currency, which we're trying to do, I suppose, or we're going to have to appropriate capital, which they've talked about, you know, giving credit to Social Security years by taking 401k money, or you're going to have to renounce the debt, and that's going to affect all of us. And I don't need to mention that a lot of this crime is going across state lines. And you can be in red state Texas, and the federal government can say you can't protect the Texas border. Or maybe it can redefine the American border as the border with Oklahoma instead of Texas. You're not sending your illegals northward, but you're not going to be able to stop them coming into your state because we've targeted you for a radical demographic change. So it's a stopgap sanctuary, but it shouldn't lull us into the idea that it's a solution. The solution is to take back the Congress, to ensure the Supreme Court is a traditional Supreme Court, and to win the presidency. But unfortunately, the Republican Party, which we all look to, I don't look to it very much anymore, has lost 7 out of the last 8 popular votes, hasn't won 51%. Since George H.W. Bush did it by bringing in Lee Atwater in 1988. And we decided we don't want to ever win that way again. It was too ugly, they thought. So I guess the idea in the national level is to win, to lose nobly and never to win ugly. But we've got to change that attitude because we're dealing with people that are not democratic liberals in the way that we used to define them as Bill Clinton or Harry Truman or JFK. This is a new generation of, as I said, Jacobins, and they believe that any means necessary are justified morally to achieve their morally superior aims.
What happens if Democrats win the presidency in 2024?
If they win the presidency, that means they'll keep the Senate and they'll probably take back the House. And then I would expect that we would see another 10 or 15 million illegal immigrants come across the border, and there would be efforts to confine those immigrants from going to northern cities. They would stop them somehow. I would assume that we would We would probably have advisors in Ukraine, and that would be charitable. I think people really do want to intervene in Ukraine with U.S. manpower. I would assume that what we see in the big cities crime-wise would extend, but it would also extend in the civil sphere, as we see with Donald Trump.
By the way, Biden's announced he's going to keep the illegals in Texas. This is already happening. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, we're now into hour number two of this live Wednesday, October 4th, 2023 transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. Mark Moreno, former top Republican advisor to the Senate on the whole globalist takeover plan, one of the top visionaries out there laying this out decades ago, will be joining us coming up in about 25 minutes from now. And then Marjorie Taylor Greene, supporting Trump to be Speaker of the House, will explain constitutionally how that can happen. She'll be joining us coming up in about an hour and 25 minutes from now. Kate Daly hosts the fourth hour. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. We've got confirmed rollout of the new COVID protocols. They now admit. I have the newscast, the clips, the articles that, yeah, we're bringing COVID back. Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, local TV stations, and it's here. So without having a debate about it, they're like, oh, no, we're not bringing it back. We're just bringing back the vaccine mandates, the contact tracing, the mask for the kids in the schools, all of it. I'm going to hit that coming up next segment. But I got to tell you, I really admire Matt Gaetz and his courage, because that's the type of person they'll kill. They've already tried to put him in prison. McCarthy lied about everything he said he'd do. And as I said months ago, and as you said, it's been a popular thing, but I was the first yesterday to say it, right as McCarthy was voted out, speakership, I went on Owen's show at 3 p.m. Central. Owen Schroyer, soon to be political prisoner in our wonderful free country for free speech. Just look no further than right in my own office, how bad it is, how bad these people are. And I said, we should nominate Trump to speakership. Boom. Everybody else was already about to say it as well. So great minds think alike. We've got all of that going on. But Matt Gaetz is sitting there being questioned by a gaggle of hundreds of reporters, or I guess a swarm, a gaggle's less than 100. And they're like, oh, you're a narcissist. It's all about you. No, it's all about the truth. And I said yesterday he will be nominated. And he has now been nominated by a bunch of members of Congress. That is very, very exciting. Story in the videos up on band.video and InfoWars.com. But MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene, will be joining us coming up at 1:30 Central. So I guess that's technically about an hour and 40 something minutes from now. So be sure and watch for that and share that, because that's how we reach new people. You're informed. You're awake. Let's awake. Let's awaken other people, or fully awaken other people that are really primed and ready right now. The harvest of minds is here to empower them and unlock them, but only you can carry the ball down the field. So here's Matt Gaetz with more on why he did what he did.
Talking to reporters outside the Capitol right now.
Gaetz, if not McCarthy, then
analyze the House of Representatives today. To whose benefit?
People have called you a narcissist. People say that is to your benefit alone. Is it to the benefit of you and to Donald Trump?
It's the benefit of this country that we have a better Speaker of the House than Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy couldn't keep his word. He made an agreement in January regarding the way Washington would work, and he violated that agreement. We are $33 trillion in debt. We are facing $2.2 trillion annual deficits. We face a de-dollarization globally that will crush Americans, working-class Americans. Kevin McCarthy is a feature of the swamp. He has risen to power by collecting special interest money and redistributing that money in exchange for favors. We are breaking the fever now, and we should elect a speaker who's better.
So if not Kevin McCarthy, then who? Then who?
You said last night that Steve Scalise was a name that you floated to potentially be speaker. Where do things stand right now? If not McCarthy, then who?
Well, the stages of grief, I think, are in progress right now with some of my colleagues. I think there was a stage of denial, and I've certainly experienced a good amount of their anger. And now we appear to be headed toward bargaining. I think the world of Steve Scalise. I think he'd make a phenomenal speaker.
We've got less than 45.
I'm afraid of $33 trillion in debt crushing the working people in my district. I'm afraid of the dollar losing its status as the global reserve currency. If they want to expel me, let me know when they have the vote.
We've got less than 45 days left before you have to pass a budget, which is something that you've been wanting to do. Doesn't this just completely paralyze the House? I mean, we could see 15 more rounds.
I don't think we will. I think Kevin McCarthy should take a hint. After 15 ballots to become speaker, after 8 months of a failed speakership, and after removal in this historic manner, I think we should move on and find somebody else. What's paralyzed the House of Representatives has been the failure of Speaker McCarthy. What paralyzed the House of Representatives was not taking up appropriations bills. We left for a six-week vacation while the appropriations process hung in the balance. And because I forced these people to take a few votes, you think I'm paralyzing the House of Representatives? I think the House of Representatives has been paralyzed for the last several decades as we've refused to pass a budget, as we've governed by continuing resolution and omnibus bill. So I think that this represents the ripping off of the Band-Aid, and that's what we need to do to get back on track.
How do you pass anything if 200 Republicans? How do you pass anything?
What do you say to your colleagues who argue you don't have another name right now? You don't have someone else who could get 218 votes. What do you tell those people?
Well, I would tell them that for certain, Kevin McCarthy can't get 218 votes, so let's try the next person.
How do you pass something?
With Bruce Pro Tem, obviously.
There would have to be a real meeting of the minds there.
Congressman Dave, how do you pass something if there's 200 Republicans?
Somebody else has another question.
Are you going to ask for a guarantee from whoever is that floated as a candidate for the next speaker for them to actually move the appropriations process along in the speed that satisfies you?
Yes.
Congressman, at this point,
will you be putting yourself forward for the speakership?
Absolutely not. I have no desire to be Speaker of the House.
How do you pass something if you don't have 200 Republicans behind you?
I know we've already asked about names, but what about Emmer and others?
I think the world of Tom Emmer. He'd make a great speaker.
Congressman, have you spoken with Emmer?
I've spoken with him, but I'll probably keep our conversations between us.
What was going through your head when the vote gavel down and it was official McCarthy wasn't speaker?
We got to move to the next step. You know, we are not at the end of this process, okay? At most, we're approaching halftime. We've got to be able to assemble a governing coalition. We have to build from a place of trust. The reason Kevin McCarthy went down today is because nobody trusts Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy has made multiple contradictory promises, and when they all came due, he lost votes of people who maybe don't even ideologically agree with me on everything. Take, for example, my colleague from South Carolina, Ms. Mace. She has different views than I do on a variety of subjects, but what we had in common, Kevin McCarthy lied to all of us.
Hold on a second. You're saying that nobody trusts Kevin McCarthy, but you're talking about, including yourself, about 7 Republicans compared to about 200 and about, you know, some odd Republicans who actually do trust him. So can you kind of explain that here?
Well, as it turns out, getting 200 Republicans to trust you isn't enough to stay Speaker.
Compared to 7 Republicans.
Have you spoken to former President Trump about this since the ousting? Was he supportive of what you were doing?
I have spoken to President Trump over the last several days. The ousting only occurred several minutes ago, so we haven't spoken during that.
President Trump, though, put on Truth Social that he didn't think this was a good idea. He didn't want to see Republicans fighting with other Republicans. How do you respond to that?
Let's stop right there, go to break, come back with more of this. Look, here's the deal. Things are broken. Things are out of control. McCarthy's a liar. Is there a perfect path forward? No. But we can't sit here always doing the same thing. And we've just demonstrated the power of the people. And whoever the next speaker is will know that and will remove he or she if they don't do the right thing. They don't even read the bills since the mid-1990s. It's a joke. We're $33 trillion in debt. The globalist banks that run the country right now are positioning us to be Zimbabwe or Venezuela. This is their plan. What did Klaus Schwab say? What did Maurice Strong say? They said to bring in the world government, America has to be brought down to a lower status. Because they don't want people aspiring to be a first world country. They want to make us a third world country. And that's what they're doing. And they know exactly what they're doing. So let's stop being naive. This is bold. This is the right thing to do. Let's get on the offense and let's start bringing votes up to defund the Justice Department and the FBI and Jack Smith and the rest of the UN prosecutors. That's the power of the purse and a check and balance. Where is the Supreme Court? Trump paid his loans on time or before, and they say Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million when a vacant lot for 2 acres just sold for $50 million 2 weeks ago. I mean, it's crap, folks. It's all lies. It's all BS. And let's call it for what it is and just stop rolling over because we're scared of the corporate media the Democratic Party controls. The corporate media is a joke. To be attacked by the corporate media is to be endorsed by the people. They're done. They're over. They're a house of cards. They're a paper tiger. They're a facade. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever.
People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Experts of experts in fighting the New World Order. Mark Moreno is the top of the pyramid. He'll be joining us next segment. So, a few weeks ago, Kevin McCarthy tweeted at Congressman Matt Gaetz and said, "You want to remove me as Speaker? Bring it." Well, last night, Matt Gaetz tweeted back at him, "I just brought it." Jim Jordan to run for House Speaker. That's good news. So many big articles up on Infowars.com. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into the poison shots. Look at these headlines. ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN. Philly public schools revive mask mandate for students after winter break. Oh. It's all being pushed. Horizon brings back mask rules for hospitals ahead of expected COVID increase. Companies are doing it. Health order requires SLO county health workers to be vaccinated or masked. October 4, 2023. That's today. Uptick in New York's COVID deaths last month. COVID mask mandates. Restrictions return. Yahoo News. 21 hospitals, health systems bring back mask policies in one state alone. 50 infected New York hospital COVID outbreak. Mask mandates return. New Jersey hospitals bring back mask mandate amid recent spike. Yeah, right. And it goes on. Hospitals across the country, colleges across the country, businesses across the country, CVPH reinstates universal masking. Told you, starting in September, going into October, our face mask coming back. The experts want you to know. Guys, you have that clip of the little kids cheering just a year and a half ago. They were going to take the mask off. And here they are doing it again with all the neurological problems, all the development problems, all the depression. Now, crank up the audio. Start it over.
Starting tomorrow, we don't have to wear masks anymore.
A giant exercise in abusive mind control, they admit, caused massive suicide, huge cases all over the Western world of bacterial pneumonia. Developmental issues, and starting now, the masks go back on. No! That's not true. That's impossible. Can we cue up Luke Skywalker to Darth Vader?
Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
That's not true. That's impossible.
No, Luke, you will wear the mask. You will take the shot.
But it doesn't protect me. It makes me sick.
You will take the shots. Luke, Bill Gates needs to kill you. You've not yet begun to discover how important depopulating you is.
All over the country, Baylor, college, gotta wear a mask, gotta have the shot. It's here. You think I just made that up? But I talked about TSA's whistleblower 2 weeks ago, and they said, yeah, they told us it was coming down. In a month, but it didn't, because they don't want to give the world that. Oh, Alex Jones was right about the TSA. They literally held back on that
but rolled everything else out. Imagine how powerful with you, the listeners, and our guests, and this whole operation is that they told them the memo was coming down. You saw out of British Columbia and other states, other provinces of Canada, Europe's doing it. They're bringing back the mask mandates, the vaccine mandates. They're trying it here. They're now announcing healthcare workers across Canada. But same thing in Australia. They're trying it again. But the public's bucking it. You're saying, no, we didn't just sit here and take the rollout of this thing. We said, no, 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 no. And I get it. A couple months ago, I'm like, they're planning on rolling it all back out incrementally, accelerating in the next year to try to have mail-in ballots again. And people were literally like Luke Skywalker saying, that's not true. That's impossible. Come on. Famous Empire Strikes Back. Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker scene in Cloud City. You guys, the guys found the Godzilla clip in like a second and a half, but now they can't find that clip. But that's what this is like, ladies and gentlemen. People cannot believe after the scam you've been through together that they're doing it again. Well, you're awake. A lot of people aren't. And so they're not going to get all of us, but there are a lot of people who will go take the, quote, booster, the fifth, sixth booster. The fifth, the sixth. The sixth. Yeah, go ahead and crank the audio up. Here it is. Next segment with like a 3-minute clip of that for Mark Moreno, or get it ready now. But I mean, look, you think I'm going to get up here and say they're about to roll it all out and like pull it out of my ass? Even though I know this TSA source for 20-something years and they're high level, personally know them just from separate stuff in life, and they called me about this and I met with them and then I made other phone calls and then they started rolling it out. I mean, I don't make stuff up. So don't let them gaslight you and say, there's no new COVID restrictions. You see what the White House has said. The press secretary, she's like, well, it never went away. It's always been like this. This is just the way it is. Really, is it the way it always was? So why did the children, play that clip again, get so happy when they heard the abusive mass that the evil leftist cult, in between trying to cut their genitals off, wants to make them do? Here it is. Start from the start. Hear the teacher.
Starting tomorrow, we don't have to wear masks anymore.
Starting tomorrow, the masks go back on and more poison shots. Get ready for heart attacks, my little sweeties. If we can't cut your genitals off or rape you, we're going to give you a poison shot.
Is everybody excited?
Is everybody excited? Meanwhile, illegal aliens don't have to take the shots. The border's wide open. They're mass smuggling children drugged on fentanyl. Many of them are dying. But it's okay, because it's liberal, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Moreno's coming up. We're going to go to break. Don't forget, we need your support. Plus, it's an amazing book. Why wouldn't you want to have the Rebel book? The book written by the guy, the globalist fear, number two. I'm El Segundo after Trump. This is the great awakening, defeating the globalists and launching the next great renaissance. It's hundreds of pages longer than the last book. It is jam-packed. It is a must-read. Adrenochrome, Satanism, the New World Order, their mindset, how to counter them, how to defeat them, AI, Mark of the Beast, the New World Order, Forever Wars, Inside Baseball. It is the Great Awakening, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You can buy it at Amazon, says number one, that's great, but we barely get any money from that. You get an InfoWars store, it funds the operation. Get a signed or unsigned copy right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The Great Awakening. And we've now discounted way down the number one bestseller, The Great Reset and The War for the World. Both books now available, InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you for your support. Take action now, now, now. Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com.
only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with a trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is useless to resist. Don't let yourself be destroyed as Obi-Wan did. Destroy you. Luke, yet realize your importance. You have only begun to discover your power. Join me, and I will complete your training. With our combined strength, we can end this destructive conflict and bring order to the galaxy.
I'll never join you!
If you only knew the power of the dark side. Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough! He told me you killed him.
No. I am your father. Search your feelings, you know it to be true.
No! No!
No, you're not bringing back the attempts at lockdowns, but they are. We've been vindicated all over the place. Mask mandates, force injection mandates from Texas to New York, from Washington State to Illinois. The public has not been caught flat-footed. Well, we cannot have a better guest, former chief advisor, Republican Senate, the leading expert on the whole globalist Great Reset New World Order plan. Nobody's been out there more than Mark Moreno, myself, and Lord Christopher Monckton exposing it. He's got his best-selling book, The Great Reset, Globalist Elites and the Permanent Lockdown. And for the next 45 minutes, he joins us. We're very blessed he'd come on. He is always knocking it out of the park, but he has been slaying it on Fox and everywhere else. So, Mark, I know you're a busy man. Great to have you here. Where do you want to start? I mean, wow, are we not vindicated? The UN global treaties to take over our bodies, UN censorship treaties, banning beef, you will eat the bug, synthetic meat, California trying to ban classic cars, trying to ban anything that uses natural gas, wood, gas stoves, generators. I mean, it is just a full-on assault while all these third-world countries like China and Mexico make zero cuts. I mean, we are in the new world order now.
We are. I mean, if people say, oh, the Great Reset is a conspiracy theory. Well, one thing, and I know you know this, you don't even need anonymous sources, secret documents. Everything they're doing is out in the open. In my book, in my talks, in my presentations, reports, I use all open source BBC, corporate media, the UN's own words, the World Economic Forum's own words, the World Health Organization's own words. Nothing they're doing is essentially hidden. This is all out in the open.
In fact, I bet your only problem was you had too much to put in the book, because that's been my own problem.
Yes. Exactly. I mean, you end up with hundreds of footnotes and pages. And I mean, I think 80 pages, 90 pages of just footnotes. And here's the thing. This is very, in a very nutshell, what this is and what's really happened since the COVID lockdowns in March of 2020. The entire ruling class elite, your Harvard, your Yale, your Oxford, your academia, your government, you know, elite bureaucrats, your senators, congressmen, the presidents and parliamentarians, all lusted after one-party Chinese rule. And in my book, I go back decades from Tom Friedman praising China's one-party rule as, quote, the enlightened dictatorship and how they can get things done on climate.
David Rockefeller, quote, Justin Trudeau, oh, dictatorships
yes,
are so good.
On, yes. Yeah, Justin Trudeau, basic admiration for China's dictatorship. Cristina Figueres, the UN climate chief. So in a nutshell, you have Apple CEO Tim Cook saying that he that Apple and China's values are aligned beautifully on climate. You have Jennifer Granholm. You have Obama administration officials. You have Klaus Schwab. You have the UN secretary all praising China, specifically the one-party rule. You have the UN climate chief Figueres saying that U.S. democracy was detrimental. So in the context of the Great Reset, here it is in one sentence, Alex. I've tried to simplify this. March of 2020 literally turned the once free West into one-party Chinese authoritarian rule. It's that simple. It was Donald Trump's greatest blunder. In fact, I would argue the day Donald Trump signed the COVID emergency declaration, he literally ended his presidency. Done, kaput, finished. We now know that Deborah Birx and Anthony Fauci brag about how they duped Donald Trump into the 10 days to flatten the curve. That was, yeah, but once that happened, every state governor and mayor became a dictator overnight. the most consequential decisions of our lifetime outside of war
were handed over to the UN. And you're right. I love Trump, but he will not say he was wrong. He's starting to a little bit, but that is the fly in the ointment. That's the turd in the punch bowl.
Yes, and he ended his presidency then. That allowed the mail-in balloting. It allowed the whole, you know, all the censorship. It allowed the crushing of the economy. He had one of the greatest economies in 50 years. He truly did. Lowest black, Hispanic unemployment.
But he wanted to be a savior and save people. He believed the medical system. He didn't know it was captured.
Well, I think instinctively he was always against it, but he just, you know, the fact that Anthony Fauci never got fired by Donald Trump was, anyway, I don't want to get in. That's not really what I'm here to get too much
into. You're being honest. You're being honest that Trump sunk us and himself.
Yeah, and the lowest point of his presidency was Larry Kudlow, top economic advisor, went on CNBC, and this is in my book. He was asked in April, I think it was like the third week of April 2020, when are we going to open up the U.S. economy again? And Donald Trump, the most conservative U.S. president, at least since Ronald Reagan, his advisor, Donald Trump's advisor, Larry Kudlow, said on live TV, I don't know when the economy is going to open up. That's up to the medical doctors. That was it. That was our moment.
So he handed it over to a group of U.N. Bill Gates globalist doctors making it a medical dictatorship.
Unelected
bureaucrats. Trump advocated his presidency to them at that point.
Yeah, Trump's top economic advisor basically saying, we don't know, not the government, the economy is going to open, our freedoms are back, it's up to the doctors.
Let me add, because...
There you go, yeah. It's true. And so what ended up happening, so in a nutshell, March of 2020 turned the One Tree West into one-party Chinese rule. So the most consequential decision, church closures, school closures, work closures, stay-at-home orders, canceling of medical procedures, backyard barbecues, vaccine mandates, mask mandates, it opened the door to all of that. Not a single ounce of democracy was applied to any of that. And what do you think the climate activists thought? Did they say, this is bad, this has gone too far? No. Jamie Margolis, Teen Vogue magazine. If we can shut down the world for a virus, we can do the same for climate. John Kerry actually said the parallels between COVID and climate are screaming at us. And from
Nexus
then on,
climate, that's what they said. Nexus climate lockdowns.
Yes. Yes. And so we know that happened. So in a nutshell, that's what happened. Now, there's always been throughout history. In my book, I quote a BBC historian who says since the thousands of years go back to the Roman Republic, its descent into an empire was due to the abuse of emergency power. If you go through the Middle Ages, centralization of power was through abuse of emergency power. Hitler's rise to power and consolidation of power in the 1930s was due to the abuse of emergency power. George probably now, you know, I would argue he's worse than Joe Biden and President Obama for what he did with the Patriot Act and with the 9/11 emergency declarations and our loss of liberties. His presidency paved the way for the Biden administration to declare angry parents at school board meetings fighting transgender ideology and critical race and COVID theater masking and other COVID theater to be called declared domestic terrorists. So George W. Bush, we're still living under that 9/11 emergency declaration.
That's right. First it was take your rights to fight the Russians, then take your rights to fight the Muslims, and then now take your rights because you're an American patriot. So you're the expert, no more than I do, and few do. I'm just saying this is true. I totally respect you. Back up, and I'll give you the floor after this. 35,000-foot view. How is it going for the globalists? It seems to me like they're getting a lot done, but it's waking people up fast.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Collapse, Alex, of our energy, our freedom of movement, our plentiful food supply, and our free speech, all simultaneously. And here's the kicker: without a single vote of democracy. And that, now you go back to the energy that you could argue that had some democracy because we were lied to. Solar and wind is so much cheaper, and we're going to have this utopian vision, and all these politicians were elected, so some of that was implemented. But when it comes to, let's start with the collapse of our transportation. Governor Newsom does an executive order banning gas-powered cars. The California Unelected Air Resources Board comes up with a timetable to get rid of it. About 17 states have a trigger law, including my home state of Virginia. Now with a Republican governor who's powerless to stop it because there's a Democrat Senate here. So we have these trigger laws. The Biden administration loves it so much. They're now implementing this through the EPA. Everything I just mentioned is completely unelected. It gets worse, and I've done a deep dive into what they've done with gas-powered car bans.
We are talking about it. Why are they cutting off all the energy? But meanwhile, if you're an electric car company in Missouri, then you get a coal power plant.
Exactly. They're backing these up with diesel generators.
Carbon
diesel
for me, not for thee.
Yes, and that's a whole other thing. But I'm focusing right now on the democracy of this. So you have Bank meeting, the former head of the World Bank, telling automakers that they're not going to be able to fund gas-powered cars. Then you have corporate banks, led by a corporate bank in Australia, saying they're not going to give out car loans to people who buy gas-powered cars. Then you have Colorado cities and California and Colorado and California cities banning the creation of new gas stations. So if you can still buy a gas-powered car, if you still own one in 10 or 15 years, you're not going to be, you're going to have gas station rationing and shortages. All of that I just mentioned was never done. Congress never voted on a gas-powered car ban. Even the California legislature never voted on a gas-powered car ban. This is just like COVID. Then you move forward, you look at what they're doing in agriculture. We saw what happened in Sri Lanka, the collapse, the overrunning of the presidential palace as they banned basically plentiful food supply with these draconian measures. The prime minister, who's a student of the World Economic Forum in Netherlands, Prime Minister Mark Rutte, imposed upon, with the judges, the legal system help, the net zero rules on their farmers, up to 10,000 family-run generational farms going to be shut down, replaced with either no farming to create food shortages. The number one food producer in Europe, by the way, in the Netherlands.
And I want to get to Netherlands, but we don't have to wait for Netherlands and Ireland banning the cows. What about Sri Lanka? That was fast.
That's right. And Sri Lanka, they did it, and they collapsed the entire country. They haven't recovered yet. The whole presidential palace, as you're showing there, was overrun. The peasants, as they were, the unwashed masses had had enough. And so what happened was in all these places, the Netherlands, they fought back. They have a coalition, a governing party with the farmers. But they were going to be replaced by these family-run farms, by equity asset, Bill Gates-style billionaire-run or Chinese farms. Then you have this exporting to China, Australia, where we have people saying they're decimating the net zero climate rules, decimating Australian farming. They're going to Canada. And guess what? John Kerry in July of this year announces that U.S. agriculture, by the way, agriculture has been around thousands of years. Suddenly in 2023, it's not sustainable. The earth can't handle it anymore. It has to be top-down central plan. John Kerry going after fertilizer, going after methane emissions from cows. They're going after high yield agriculture, which is plentiful food, and they're going after meat eating. A part of this, again, no vote of Congress on any of this. So as part of this, Bill Gates, according to NBC News, now America's single largest farmland owner, China a close second buying up land. What is Bill Gates' stated agenda? He told MIT Technology Review that he wants the entire Western world eating synthetic beef. That's the fake vegetable oil process, but it, more importantly, it includes he and Richard Branson, two billionaire, investment in the lab-grown meat grown in a petri dish from stem cells from a cow, sheep, or pig mixed with fetal blood in a steel vat, festered for months without eyes, without a brain, without bone structure. We're talking an amorphous blob. Think Kevin McCarthy's movie, not the current Kevin McCarthy, but the 1950s sci-fi starring actor Kevin McCarthy, Invasion of the Body Snatchers. They're growing meat pods in a laboratory that then the World Economic Forum brags you can then get this lab-grown meat and print it on a 3D printer, 10 kilograms an hour, whatever the number was, and you're going to add all sorts of additives.
And by the way, Mark, let me just interrupt you since you raised this. I've been good for 5 minutes, and you're riveting. They're using immortal stem cell lines in some of the artificial chicken and beef from Henrietta Lacks, who had these immortal cells that literally, like the blob, ate her in a few weeks in the 50s. To then grow it in these vats. So it's actually cancer cells they're using to grow this. Can't make this up. I mean, who can make that up?
Yeah, and one of the ideas, that in order to make this profitable, because it's not profitable, that's why you need billionaire investments, they need to replicate this meat and make it grow. So they're trying to come up with the fastest way to replicate cells.
So you get the most aggressive cancer cells ever.
Yeah, that's one of the fears of this. They haven't tested this, but guess what? Jeez,
but let's just slow down. Let's just stop. They're growing many of these with the most aggressive cancer cells ever seen. They're going to feed you cancer cells. What could go wrong?
Exactly. And here's what else could go wrong. Well, here's what else is going wrong. Because Bill Gates and Richard Branson are behind it, the United States Department of Agriculture, they've already approved it now. They're starting with chicken. It's already been approved for human consumption. Heretofore, never approved before. So the lab-grown meat is one. Then, of course, you have the insect eating. The insect eating, World Economic Forum, UN, have been pushing this for decades. They really want it.
But now they've made their move. It's everywhere. Eat the bugs. It's wonderful. They're already putting in a lot of products.
They are. And God bless Giorgia Meloni in Italy, the prime minister. She said absolutely no to the insects. She said Italian pasta will not be made with mealworm powder. They're the only ones I'm aware of in Europe fighting back against this agenda. But it's insidious. Throughout Europe, and particularly Australia, 1,000 school systems have the activists come in with these cricket-based chips, and they look like a potato chip. They're grease, salt. You would never know it's made from cricket-milled flour. But it's a psyop, Alex. They give the kids these crickets. The kids eat them, and they're told, and this is in the article, to, quote, pester their parents that insects taste great and are delicious.
So hey, let's go further. So they're not just trying to turn them into transgenders or cut their testicles off. They're trying to feed them toxic chitin. What about the studies that the bug exoskeletons are highly toxic?
Highly toxic and a much higher allergy rate they're finding than even things like peanuts and shellfish. So that's another thing. But, hey, they're being approved for you. So somehow these billionaire investors, I don't know how it works, Al. This may have never happened in U.S. history. They're juicing the skin. So the U.S. government just seems to be approving all of this, rubber stamping the insects, rubber stamping the lab-grown meat. I'm being sarcastic.
Look. It's a revolution. They're launching their globalist elite transhumanist agenda right now. Is that accurate?
Absolutely, it is. It's exactly what's happening. So that's on the food part. Now, yeah, I mentioned transportation. I don't hear something you may not know. The medical treatment is being intentionally rationed for net zero. American Cancer Society came out in 2020, literally in a study of the carbon footprint of cancer care. And they're telling doctors they need to somehow come up with new ways to treat that lower the carbon footprint of your chemotherapy or whatever cancer treatment you're getting. Now, would you go to a doctor that...
Mark, stay there. We're going to do 30 more minutes the next hour. Let's slow down. You are the leading expert, hands down. You're telling us what's going on. I want to talk about what they're doing, how we counter it, the general politics, your view next hour. But stop, because I read your book 2 weeks ago. I ordered it. My book is called The Great Reset. It's excellent in general knowledge. It has like 10% of the same stuff that you cover, but you've got 90% I didn't hit. Everybody needs to get Mark Moreno's The Great Reset. Absolutely critical. Tell us about the book.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and by the way, I read your book, too, and really enjoyed it. You actually went through a very intellectual, historical perspective of it. What I did a completely different take on The Great Reset.
No, you just gave all the data.
Yes, I went at it, and I said, I looked at it this way, and this is what I do in my presentation. I want to tell the average person who's not following, has no history of looking back at the New World Order or, Roosevelt's New Deal.
Yeah, this was Great Reset for dummies.
Yes, if you want to put it that way. So what I do, and that's what I'm saying, I use the mainstream sources of information so that I would never want to cite even a blog. I want to say, this is what the Washington Post said. This is what BBC said. This is what the UN said. This is what the World Health. And so I hit people.
And by the way, I learned a lot from your book, and I'm immersed 15 hours a day. So your book is preeminent.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that because I really tried to make a resource reference that's a fun, easy read. I opened the book with a quote from Rod Sterling of The Twilight Zone, talking about this is our future only if we allow it. And it's about a dystopian world. And I go to the book, lay out everything from you will own nothing, the equity asset firms, even things like Coke and Pepsi. You think they're two competing companies. At their core, when stripped away, they're actually owned by the same, essentially, equity asset firms. I go through and show how real estate is now being gobbled up by equity asset, how we're going to be all turned into renters. It's a form of neo-feudalism. I go through the history of Anthony Fauci, of Bill Gates being the number one funder of the World Health
Organization. Mark Moreno, stay there. And, of course, give people the best website for you, climatedepot.com, on Twitter, Climate Depot. Mark Moreno is the leading expert. Lord Monckton's still there, super expert, but quasi-retired. Mark Moreno is the man. We have the man exposing the enemy's main plan for control. Hour number three is 2 minutes away. Hello, everybody, tune in now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.